right, I'd like to call the Tuesday, January 7th, 2020, Reynoldsburg City Schools organizational meeting to order. Our first order of business will be item 1.02, or oath of office. So I'm asking those of us who will be taking the oath to come up front so that Tammy can administer that. Camera's ready.
So I will say that the three sections there, and you just need to repeat after me. So if you will raise your right hand, I, and state your name.
I, Angela.
Solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District to the best of my ability.
That I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District to the best of my ability.
In accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during my continuance in office and until my successor is elected and qualified.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during my continuance in office and until my successor is elected and qualified.
I'm going to switch glasses now. All right, moving on. Item 1.03, roll call. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abram?
Present.
Mr. Varga?
Present.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here. Moving on, item 1.04, the Pledge of Allegiance. Can we all rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our chairs, we love our chairs. All right. Item 2.01, election of a board president.
Point of order before we get on to that. Is there a reason that we have 4.01 and 4.01 instead of as 2.01? Shouldn't the creation and approval of the agenda be before we elect a president and vice president?
Most boards elect a president and vice president, but you can do that if you want to.
I was just curious. I mean, I like the idea of moving it so that we actually have like a complete agenda before we go into it, but if there's no preference on the board, I'm happy to continue then.
We could always continue and then next year make a note that we'd like to change that. How about that?
Perfect.
Okay.
You.
All right. So looking back then at item 2.01, election of board president, do I have any nominations?
Yes, I would like to nominate Debbie Dunlap for board president.
And I second that.
And for the record, Tammy did a little research on this, and we did not need a second, but I so appreciate that. She also did a little research, and you can vote for yourself.
Yes. And you can have more than one nomination.
Yes. Are there any other nominations? Okay, the nominations, therefore, are closed. Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman.
Aye.
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye. Mr.
Varga? Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion is passed. Item 3.01, election of a board vice president. Do I have any nominations? I'd like to nominate Neil Whitman for the vice president of the Board of Education.
Thank you.
Do I need a second?
Are there...
I need a second.
Do not need one, but... Are there any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate actually two people. Member Quessenberry. And I would also like to put out my own name for this one. And the reason on this is, as we saw at the last meeting, I projected very clearly that I was going to be putting out Mrs. Quessenberry at this meeting. But last week we had a paper, we had an article in the This Week paper, which pretty clearly projects specific messages. And generally I think that since we're starting to project messages regarding financials and other issues into the public, we should be projecting those messages consistently with the best approach possible to guarantee our end goal with those. The best way to do that is to show a united front across the people who were endorsed by various parties. And frankly, I'm the only one up here who was endorsed by a different party, so I think that would be the smart move to show that. However, I do like Mrs. Quessenberry under all other circumstances, so I want to put up both.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, the nominations are closed. So
I will go around and each board member will cast a vote for whomever they choose. It takes three votes in order to be an officer. If someone does not get three votes, you have to do some consensus building or however you want to go through that.
Okay.
So I'll just go alphabetically down the list of board members. So Mr. Abram. Mr. Neil Whitman.
I'm sorry. Mr. Whitman.
Mr. Varga.
Member Quessenberry.
Mrs. Quessenberry.
Mr. Whitman.
Mr. Whitman.
I vote for myself.
And Mrs. Dunlap.
Mr. Whitman.
But thank you, Mr. Varga. I appreciate your confidence.
All right.
Do you guys want to make a full picture?
No.
Do we have to move?
Can I change my glasses? So I don't have my old lady glasses on.
Pretend like you like each other. Thank you.
Don't move, right?
Don't move. They had to get me out of the way.
All right. So, paparazzi.
Well, I don't know on this side.
All right. Moving on to 4.01, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
Moved
by Neil Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second
by Jenny Quessenberry. Superintendent Brown, are there any additions or changes?
No changes.
Okay. Any discussion? Except for that maybe next year, Mr. Barker, we would like to maybe move that up a little bit further in the agenda.
I mean, if the rest of the board likes it where it is, I'm perfectly happy with that.
It kind of makes sense that it would be up maybe before some of that. So we'll make a note of that. All right, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 5.01, set dates and times of the regular Board of Education meeting. Without reading through all of this, it looks like we do want to remain at the third Tuesday of the month. The dates are listed there, 6:30. I know that I checked my calendar today to make sure, looking against some other dates, which I'm sure you all checked already, graduation and other holidays and what have you. I know there was one question about a date that across the street was not available, but we got that cleared up. And so those dates, therefore, are listed there. Is there any discussion?
I will be out of the country on March 17th. But as long as there's a majority here, I don't know that that's going to play an issue.
Okay. And I guess as we get a little bit closer, we could always, or next month, kind of look and see if there's another date that's available. And also kind of depending, maybe we'll get the dates that you'll be out. And so we
right.
know, I mean, if you're out for a month, then we'll be like, well, maybe we'll just go.
I'm not going to be gone for a month.
So we'll get those dates from you, and then maybe we'll make some changes
as
we get a little bit closer. Thank you for letting us know. Any further discussion?
Is there, I'm not Catholic, so I wouldn't know this. For St. Patrick's Day, is there anything that would hold that up?
No.
People not, okay.
No.
Otherwise, the only other one we have on a holiday is December 15th, which is the sixth day of Hanukkah, also Bill of Rights Day. But there's general workarounds, and apparently our February meeting is during Cows Milked While Flying in Airplanes Day.
Oh.
So if anyone celebrates that.
It wasn't on my calendar.
I actually had to Google some because I couldn't find all the different holidays that our citizens celebrate, and apparently they also had some of the joke holidays on there too. So.
I'll make notes.
So there are workarounds, though, for that you said?
Yeah, Hanukkah's, no big deal with the timing on that.
Okay.
But I just checking, considering the 2 years ago now, we had a date on Rosh Hashanah. So other than that, we should be good.
Okay. Tammy, did I take a motion?
No.
That's what I thought. I didn't. So, right. So, Mick, can I have a motion on these dates?
So moved.
Moved by Robert Barger. A second. Second by Neil Whitman. Any further discussion, which I should have had first? Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Barger?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 6.01, Robert's Rules of Order. Whereas it is imperative that meetings of the Board of Education be conducted in an orderly manner, while ensuring that each member has every opportunity to be involved in discussion and actions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Robert's Rules of Order, in its most recent and current edition, be established as the accepted authority when questions regarding procedure arise, except as otherwise stated by the bylaws adopted by the Reynoldsburg City School District. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Jenny Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Neil Whitman. Is there any discussion?
Those who've been to a number of the meetings know that sometimes that these rules of honor, rules of order, are honored more in the breach than in the whatever they like the actual. But we try, and it's it's good to have some sort of a baseline that we try to go by. Rules of the road to smooth things out, especially when items are more contentious.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Abrams, did you get a copy of it?
Yes.
Yet? Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. Because I know that Tammy provides us that of every year. I've dumbed down to the 150-page version of it. So, and to try to understand. All right. Seeing no more discussion, Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Aye. Mr.
Barga? Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 7.01, establish committees. So committee assignments and composition are governed by Ohio law, and whereas the board president may appoint members to committees and assignments respectively, be it resolved to approve the following committees and to attribute and to authorize the board president to make the assignments to the committees. So I had previously asked for some input, and it's very difficult, Mr. Begany. I feel his pain now because everyone makes their likes and their dislikes, and you try to take into consideration where you think people will serve well. I know I didn't get everyone's. If you would pass these down and those down. This is what I would propose for the board committees. With one sort of change, last year, the city liaison was officially Mr. Begany, but we found it worked kind of well. Mr. Barger and Mr. Begany kind of worked side by side in that role, and I thought that worked well. Bipartisan approach, and we see that coming out of the state of Ohio as well, and I think that we can make a lot of advancements if we continue to model maybe ourselves for the state of Ohio. And so I asked that be a kind of a dual assignment this year. Those are board appointees outside of the committees. Those aren't exactly committee assignments, but we do that here in this part anyways. And so I thought that Mr. Whitman and Mr. Barger would both serve well in those positions. So looking that over, I'm sorry.
Just for edification, you're only moving to approve the committees themselves, not the people on the committees.
Right.
Yeah, I had a little section about that, too.
What is the school business advisory? Is that new? I don't remember.
No, and I asked about that as well. I think we're going to have some movement on that this year.
Sure, school districts in Ohio have to be associated with a school business advisory council.
Oh, okay.
We actually are members of the ESC's business advisory council, mm-hmm. which takes care of that for us, but we're also going to be in the process of establishing one level.
Okay, perfect.
So I think we're going to see a little bit more movement this year in that area. So, so this is up for action. So first of all, let me get a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Jenny Glassenberry. And I have a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. So is there any discussion? So again, this is to vote on the committees themselves. The assignments are as stated in the agenda, those are the appointment by the board president.
I think the only concern that I would have is that two of the committees that I am on very rarely meet, and just to make sure that, you know, we're pretty equal in the amount of time spent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like calendar, it's short, and then safety committee, you know, we do try to meet, but it's not nearly as often as outcomes or buildings and grounds, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone who would want to switch out anything with Jenny? Or I personally would like to see a little bit more happen in the area of safety.
Right. Well, we have met and we've tried to do that. And I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have the other piece that I work on that I had communicated with you on.
Right. So Jenny does have an extra assignment, being the board appointed, appointee hear expulsion hearings for the board. So that is an extra added duty on top of that.
Right.
So
would you two be interested possibly in flipping the athletic with the with whichever one you're wanting to flip?
I don't have
The only reason.
Me. Whatever one. I just don't, you know, when there's people who are out doing, you know, their committees and it's far more time than what I'm doing, I just want to make it equal.
The reason I'm asking on that is you would be joining me on athletics, Debbie, and a lot of the stuff we do, we interact with buildings and grounds. We send stuff back and forth. And you're also in buildings and grounds, which would then potentially create a situation where you're having the conversations with two other board members. Obviously, they are at public meetings, but there's also communications that the committees do via email and just when we're standing around talking about an issue that is in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that those could move. I would change with you otherwise, Jenny, but we're on personnel together. Mm-hmm. And finance, with Joe having left us.
Oh, you don't want me on finance.
Well, there are some things, too, that traditionally the president and the vice president serve on, and I took that into consideration as well. So keeping in mind, so you don't feel, because you do have the extra duty when it comes to the expulsion hearings. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a fifth
and
duty.
If after we go and we think about it and it would be okay with you, if you say, you know what, why don't we make that switch? I'm fine with that as well. I'm just wanted to bring that up.
Okay. All right. Well, tell you what, so we don't have to finalize this tonight. We can, we can think about this a little bit more and a switch in that. And then I can communicate that within the next couple of weeks. But that may be a possible move.
Right.
Okay.
I'll just say it looks like slate of committees or assignments for me. It's completely new, so that's fine. I'm up to, you know, expand my areas of knowledge here. But I will say that for, you know, buildings and rounds, which you and I served on, and outcomes, which you and I served on, looks like both of those are now on Angela. So in addition, if these assignments end up being like this, certainly you'd want to talk with these two, but I'm happy to share whatever knowledge I have from you know, a few years of serving on those committees as well.
Yes, well, as you're aware, all of the committees would be new to me. So I think Ms. Dunlap took into consideration my novice skills when she selected those committees for me.
Okay, well, we'll take that in consideration, and I will communicate that with the rest of the board within the next couple of weeks if we are to make any further changes.
I do want to request that when we put this in the minutes, we reflect only what we actually voted on.
Correct.
Yes.
And if we want to add the members, we can put that in as an attachment.
The members you wouldn't want to put in the minutes because being a votable, mm-hmm. any time a committee person would change, you have to bring it back here for action. So you wouldn't want to do that.
Well, what I'm saying is we could reference them, but the main reason is because, of course, if we do put them in the minutes, then technically what we're saying is we voted on those. Mm-hmm.
Well, and we have the audio record to clarify the details, too, now.
Right? Absolutely. Okay. If there's no further discussion, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
I vote aye to allow President Dunlap to finalize the committee assignments based on, you know, the input from everybody.
Right. Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Dunlap.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, moving on to item 8.01, establish board.
Did you?
Huh? Oh.
We didn't get even asked.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Abram.
Aye.
We're so sorry.
It's okay.
All right. We're getting used to, I'm getting used to a lot of new things here tonight as well. All right. So moving on to item 8.01, establish a board service fund. So without reading through all of this, which is listed there and here, I know that the general fund, we can set aside by law $20,000. I know there was some discussion 2 years ago, and we brought that down to about $10,000. Finally resolved under the provisions of ORC 570540 that any unspent uncovered balance in that service fund at the end of the current fiscal year shall revert to the general fund and be subject to appropriations for the next year. So this is money that the board uses for professional development, I hope that we're all taking advantage of that. So without any further ado, though, may I have a motion on this?
So moved.
Moved by Robert Barga. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jenny Quessenberry. So before there's any discussion, I know I was asking Tammy. This year we spent $2,626, and that included our attendance at the Capitol Conference and everyone. So, you know, obviously we're still not maximizing that. The board alone, if you take out the Capitol Conference, spent $651. I was saying prior, don't be afraid to attend professional development. I know, Angela, you are going to some new board member training, and which we all did, and that's imperative. But as we sit up here, it's always very important that we continue our education, and that's one way that we can become better board members, not only by attending other classes, but they're great networking resources as well. So I just thought I would put that out there about how much. I would like to see us tap into things a little bit more. They have things on the weekends. They have things during the day. So depending on everyone's schedule, they are flexible in the things that OSBA does offer in particular. And, you know, sometimes there are other ones. I know I did a leadership training through Ohio State University as well. So everything doesn't come through OSBA. There are other options as well. Any other further discussion? All right, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Barca?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 9.01, authorize the Treasurer to conduct regular financial matters. Well, first of all, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Neil Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Barca. Tammy, do you want to kind of just explain what this is?
Yes, this is authorizes me to do things like pay our employees, pay our bills, invest our money, do all the other things I'm required to do by law. It's a standard pro forma thing that we do at every organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so very routine. Okay. Any other questions or discussion?
Item or part D, to perform such other duties as are required or authorized by law. So that would be where being an expert on Robert's Rules of Order and kind of taking the minutes and keeping things in line that way, that would fall under item D, right?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Okay.
I think you have a lot of other duties as assigned, and
yes.
We do appreciate those. All right, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barca?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Moving on to item 10.01, authorize the Director of Operations Services Business Manager to enter into an execute contract. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Jenny Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Mr. Reed, would you like to explain this one?
Sure. This gives me the ability to authorize and execute all contracts up to the amount of $50,000. This is a change from previous years. The Ohio Revised Code did update several years ago from $25,000 to $50,000. And we have many times in the last 3 years had to waive our board policy or this resolution and accept the Ohio Revised Code. So we wouldn't have to do that anymore.
Okay, great. So this kind of brings us up to speed with Ohio Revised Code.
Correct.
All right, awesome. All right, any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Barca?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 11.01, authorize the superintendent to hire staff and accept resignations on behalf of the board. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Neil Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jenny Questenberry. Superintendent Brown, would you like to explain this one?
We hire and accept resignations from individuals who are new employees to our district throughout the entire school year. They don't always align with board meetings, and sometimes we have to hire folks before a board meeting takes place. We can do those hirings with this resolution. We can do those hirings ahead of the board meeting to have them officially approved at the concurrent board meeting or subsequent board meeting, as you said.
And this is pretty standard.
Yep.
Do this every organizational meeting. All right. Any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Barca?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 12.01, authorize the superintendent or the superintendent's designee to approve grants. Free money. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Robert Barca. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jenny Questenberry. Would you like to explain this one?
Sure.
This was a fun one to talk about, right?
As you know, we're pretty creative in terms of revenue sources we tap into and that we're already entitled to to begin, but also that we look into in other venues. This just gives us the authority to pursue those and put those in place.
Wonderful. Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Barca?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 13.01, approve firms to provide legal services. So there are four listed here, Berker and Eckler, Onda, Lubon, Rankin and Boggs, Peppel and Wagner, and Ennis Britton are all four. Superintendent Brown, can you just kind of explain
I'm sorry.
Do I have a motion?
Thank you.
Moved by Neil Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jenny Questenberry. Okay. Would you like to explain why
sure.
we have four different...
Primary counsel is Berker and Eckler on almost all matters for the most part. We work with Peppel and Wagner quite a bit with some special education, as well as Onda, Laboon, and Rankin and Boggs. And Ennis Britton is an additional firm we brought on board last year that we actually will not tap into this year. But just because they're approved doesn't mean we get them approved in case we need to farm out individual work that a certain firm can't handle.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes if there's a conflict of interest
yes.
or a specialty or... Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I would like to move to add a fifth on there, which is the city attorney of the city of Reynoldsburg.
All right. So Mr. Braga has made a motion to add a fifth onto this list, the city attorney. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Neil Whitman.
My justification for doing this is the charter compels the city attorney to represent the district. It also compels city council. Not really sure if it's if they want to or if it just becomes advisable to create the structure for the fees, but it has to be at cost. There's no reason for routine issues that we don't go to a attorney who is, in my opinion, more than qualified for those issues. Obviously, specialized issues, we want to continue using the specialists who are trained in that specific area, such as our union negotiations and other school-specific law. But if we're talking about a Roberts issue or a contracts issue, I see no reason why Mr. Shook can't handle that issue.
Well, I know in the past I've been reluctant to add to the weight of the city attorney. I know that we've discussed this on many other occasions. You know, I'm not anybody else have any other opinions or thoughts on that?
I believe it's also in the governance bylaws that the city attorney is on there, and it's also in the city charter, you say. And so I would say it just makes sense to avail ourselves of that option when it makes sense. I mean, if the school district is suing the city or vice versa, then it won't work so well. But for routine things, I would just like Ennis Britton, they're on the list, but we may or may not end up using their services. I'd say since I believe our bylaws and city charter allows for this, let's put the city attorney on that list.
So, as I understand it, though, it is already it's on the city charter. Right.
The city charter, yes. We are not compelled, though, in reverse, which is why my understanding is historically we haven't done it. We obviously did add it last year when I moved for that. So we did have all five people on there last year, or five entities, I suppose. But I don't think we use them at all, but I think it's a good option. It gives us the availability, and depending on... necessarily what's happening, you can have those conversations with, someone in town, which might give you some ability, assuming that that person is also willing to have that conversation at that point. Obviously, you have to engage in the privilege, but, I don't see a reason that we don't have the option. And worst case scenario, the city attorney says he doesn't have the time for it, and we just go our normal route.
So even though we ask, there's no obligation by the city attorney?
Technically, there is, but I don't expect us to ever act to compel.
Mm-hmm. And
that would be a weird action.
I we did do this last year, but I just am concerned with putting on the too much work on the shoulders of the city department when we do have four others that are knowledgeable of education law. And as you said, not all of it is education law, of course, when it comes to some contracts with buildings and grounds and what have you. But all right, any other discussion or comments? So we will take a vote on Mr. Barger's motion, which has been seconded by Mr. Whitman.
Mr. Barger?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. So we will go back to, do we have to go back to our original motion?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. To include the other four as well. So Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
So this is voting aye to approve all five of these?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Abstain.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 14.01, approve membership in the Ohio School Boards Association. Do I have a motion?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Varga.
Really quick, every school district in the state of Ohio is a member minus one, and we are not that one.
What was that?
Who is it?
I can't remember.
I know. Everybody always says that one.
There's a controversy between the district and OSBA, so...
And if I can say that there was a time when we did not belong to the Ohio School Boards Association, but it is an incredible group to tap into, not only for education, professional development, but also networking. A lot of resources, and I think it's definitely, sometimes I pick up the phone and call them and their legal services when I have some questions that I think that they could advise me on as well. So
I've done that as well. And as we were pointing out earlier when we talked about professional development, they provide so much that it's easy to forget that they're not the only ones who do it. So they're
yes.
the ones that run the Capitol Conference that we've been going to for the last few years, which is such a great deal because it's in town. And once we send, I don't know, four or five people, then just everybody can come. Well, not, you know, but you know, the whole administrative staff. And,
right.
So that's great, and every week they have, or every week or two, they have, like, legislative updates, little email notifications, so it's sort of a quick way to keep track of some of the things, and some of the resolutions that I or others have proposed over the years have, you know, some of the notifications have come from OSBA, you know, makes us aware of some of these things here, so I think it's a valuable organization to be a member of.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of... They also have Kids PAC, which is a lobbying organization for students, and so, again, very multifaceted.
I do continue to maintain my concerns that I brought up last year with their advocacy and their political arm, but generally speaking, as you said, the benefits far outweigh the concerns that I have with that. What we gain as a district, at the expense of maybe something I don't like politically that they lobby for, we gain a ton from them. So it's a good program, and we should continue working with them. We should continue the membership with them. We should continue expanding our partnership, maybe get another unit this year, show off our district some more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Farm to table.
In response to the political advocacy, I mean, we do have some influence over that, too, because every year when we appoint the delegate to the platform committee, that's where they discuss, well, what is going to be on the platform and what will they be advocating for in the coming year. Have I understood that relation correctly?
Well, they're not on the committee. That is really, we designate a delegate, mm-hmm. and they do have time. It's more at the end of the process mm-hmm. to be briefed on the platform. And at that time, if they, you know, you are part of a voting body. So mm-hmm. maybe not part of the development, but part of the voting body, yes. All right. If there isn't any further discussion, Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Item 5.01, public records training. Board members, whereas board members or their designees are required to attend a certified public records training per H House Bill 9 once per term of office, and whereas the board may appoint a designee to attend training on their behalf, be it resolved that the treasurer be appointed as the designee to attend the training on behalf of the board. So, may I have a motion?
So
moved by Mr. Varga, second by Mrs. Quisenberry. Tammy, would you like to expand on this yet other assigned duty?
Yes, good that we approved that.
So board members are required under Ohio law to attend a certified public records training. So it can't just be any public records training. It has to be one that's certified. Most boards delegate that to the treasurer or to the superintendent, generally the treasurer. That does not preclude the board from taking the training or going to the training, but it helps us meet the requirement of law that I will go in your stead rather than you having to go constantly to go to this training.
And I did the online training and got my certificate, and wow, there is a lot to learn. So I really, really appreciate that the fact that you are a designee and do that and become the expert and for the district. I appreciate that.
But as Mrs. Stone said, it doesn't...
you appreciate it.
It is good training. It's good to kind of like just do it once because it's a lot of information about what we have to do with public records and sunshine laws.
Yeah, so if you find that online, I know I went through it, and it's very interesting, and I would nowhere call myself an expert at all, but it kind of gave me a glimpse into the world, and obviously you do have to keep up with that and changes, and if you do want to keep on top of all the laws, and there are an awful lot of records and stipulations about when we need to, how long we need to save those, so I appreciate that.
Madam Treasurer, how often do you need to go to these things, and about how long does it take, and where do you go?
A lot of times, though, ASBA or OSBA will offer them sometimes online. I have to go once for every term of a board member, so it's every other year.
Okay.
Though we generally talk a lot about sunshine law and records training at my treasurer's meetings, my OASBA meetings. In fact, there's a new rating system coming out where districts will be rated on their compliances and best practices with records retention and sunshine law. So I was going to give the board an update either at the January or February board meeting on that new rating system and kind of where we stand. When we originally went through the evaluation, we were in pretty good shape. There's a few things that we need to do, like put posters in every building and some online presence that we don't have. But overall, we're in really good shape with that. So I will go through all the best practices.
Mm-hmm. And who did that? I know the rating has changed, but who does the evaluation?
The other state will actually be doing evaluations of every district.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming during their annual audits, but they haven't really said that's going to be part of that or separate.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Well, that's good to know that we're on spot. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you. All right. Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quesaberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. All right. In our final motion, I think Mrs. Abram, maybe you need to make one of these, this one. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Abram. Do I have a second?
So moved.
Second by Jenny Quesaberry. Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mrs. Quesaberry?
Aye.
Mr. Varga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. We are adjourned.
Hey, I never had to like show Tammy this.
Prove you were certified elected.